KVHGXQ. KVHGXQ for it.
KVHGXQ, any QH.
And they got missed the last three. What's the suffix?
I didn't quite catch that. Sounds like you're using a digital patch, which is cool. Just I heard you in there and figured I'd let you know you were being heard.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just trying out a new app, Android app. For DMR only, and sounds like it's working okay then.
Yeah, it's working really good. I'm actually monitoring on my own hotspot over DMR right now. I was trying to talk back to you on it, but it wasn't going through for some reason. I don't know why. Probably something on my end, nothing that you're doing wrong. But yeah, it sounds good. The audio's a little loud, but that's all right, not a problem. It's just a little loud on the analog side, but I think I got some tweaking to do still with the patch.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'll look in my settings, too, see if I can find an adjustment to turn that down a bit.
I mean, it's really not catastrophic. It's not a big deal. It's just a little bit louder than I'm accustomed to hearing, but I also did make some adjustments, so you may not have to do anything at all. I would strongly suggest that you leave it where it's at, because when I listen to you through my DMR radio, you sound fine.
Okay, well, good deal. Hey, appreciate the comeback. Yeah, my first transmission was not coming through. I should have been late.
All right, now I think I'm coming in through DMR. You were saying you were trying this earlier and it wasn't coming through at all?
Yes, correct. It did not come through. I had to key up the other radio and then it activated the talk group, and now it's working okay.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't even hear you at all through the DMR radio that time. I'm going to do some investigating, because that's weird. If it's working just fine for you, then I've clearly got a problem on my end somewhere.
Okay, very good. Sounds like we're both trying to figure stuff out. Okay, 73, good luck. Wish me the same. KD8DX2.
Yeah, sounds good, man. And if you have any issues or anything, let me know. I can tell you. in a direction. Whether or not it's the right direction is debatable, but, you know, some direction is always better than nothing.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I appreciate it very much. KB8DX, you're out, be clear.
73, NATMH. NATMH, TCVSU, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Toby.
Hey, word when 442.5, we'll get that update for DMR. Just kind of curious.
I thought it was working.
Oh, okay. I haven't tried it. The other day it died on us, and you couldn't hear me at all, so I didn't know if you fixed it or not. I haven't turned on that much and stuff. Just trying to go through the truck and get things organized, and I lost some rain gear, and I don't know where it is. I'm going to be checking bags. So how are you this week, and what you up to?
Well, I'm trying to do as much as I can to not do anything. And I'm failing. But that's okay. Now I'm noticing that my hotspot is not working. Great. Everything likes to break at the same time. Yeah, it looks like 4425 is transmitting. Let me switch this radio over to it. And see if I can hear it. Oh, yeah. It's there.
KC8VSU. Yep, it's working.
I love it when I solve problems by doing nothing. It's a very gratifying feeling.
Yeah, but one problem, I can't hear nothing on the other end. I mean, I can transmit in, but I'm hearing nothing coming out on it. It just totally, like, shut down.
Okay. I'm just going to give it a good old reboot. There we go. Now we give it 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not even getting the DMH one right now, and I should be, you know. I don't know, maybe this radio's kind of getting goofy over there. I know it's a nice day today. I know you need to relax a little bit. You and your kitty cat need to take a kitty nap.
I've already done enough of that. Yeah, 3-5, that's the one I need to rebuild, because it's on such a, it's on a really old version of PyStar, and I tried updating it, and it won't update, so I have to re-image it, and I have to physically be there in order to do it. Because I got to put a new SD card in there, so. Because I know that, I mean, it's working, but not really. Like, it's got issues where the audio will just randomly get garbled, and then it'll clear up for a little while, and then it gets garbled again. So, I think I'm having power supply issues with that Pi, too, because it keeps dropping, and then it comes back, so. The long list that never ends.
Oh, I know. It's like when I gotta get an antenna up this year, period. End of discussion. Oh, I got one that if I don't find one in the next couple weeks, I'm gonna order one that'll do this and GMR. Okay, there we go. Now I'm coming over. Now it's come back up so I can hear just fine on DMR. Did you guys activate for that storm over by Alpena?
I wasn't really paying attention to it, so I have no idea really what happened over there.
Okay. Yeah, they had a little one yesterday. So, no, I'm on VMR right now. I've switched over. I'm on the HT. Hopefully I'm making it pretty good.
Yeah, you sound fine. It's going both ways. I think it just needed a reboot.
I've still got to get used to it. Still, it's got to go through one check and then TV in and all that because of the stat checks. We may have to, I don't know, I got to figure out something on this. I was going to say something, dang it, now I forgot. Oh, well. No, it's not been too bad. It's been, Friday was a busy day. We had 3 calls, and I missed one overnight Friday morning, but that's okay. I was going to ask you something, then I forgot what it was. I can't remember. It was something I was going to ask you about, but...
You dropped it towards the end there. All right. I'm going to investigate this issue I'm having with my hotspot here. Oh, you hear me out here doing some testing for a little bit. Anyway.
Okay, Joe. Okay, Drake, sorry about that, Joe Drake, you're living next to each other, so it's hard to tell. Next week I've got to come up to town for our GMRS meeting on Saturday and stuff, so I'll be up there and stuff, so we'll talk to you later. KCABS.
You faded right out of it again. Hey, D-Mate Squirt. Anyways.
KCBSC, were you calling me trying to add the volume down?
No, I was just making noise.
Okay, KCBSC.
KABCW. K8SPW. And NABWM. Good morning. We're all sitting out on the front porch having a cup of coffee while I'm watching the dogs. Nice cool day. More projects to do outside.
Well, understood. I'm just heading back to the ship right now. Had to run home for a quick job, and I came back. I'm heading in there now. By the way, antenna seems to be doing really well. I've checked the SWR in a number of places, but I mean it's so flat that most of the time we can use the amp without a tuner.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I got the materials to fix up one more of those. I had four of them all together, and two of them were damaged. Actually, I think, yeah, two were damaged. So I'm going to try to rebuild another one. That one I got to make a new case for the Ballon. But the load resistor is reading a little off, so I'm not sure if that's any good or not. Well, I got into it. Back to you.
One thing we've looked at, and I know you know what a dipole pattern is. I wondered if we shouldn't do something perpendicular to that, so we've got everything covered. We may have to look into that. We're pretty good north-south and lobes off north-south. We get a little weaker east-west, but we've had good luck. We did, I don't know, 80-some-odd contacts on ship weekend, and we're having fun, and most of the time, if I hear somebody and call them, we get them. So it's been great.
Yeah, the configuration it's in an inverted V, it tends to be more of an NVIS. So you're kind of counting on hops back and forth off the atmosphere and the Earth for anything really DX. Nothing beats a flat top dipole, but it's not something we can do there. Yeah, an east-west would be good. Or a north-south oriented antenna. Need another pulley with a rope on it. Does she do any good getting the CVs to run some rope on those pulleys?
Yet. We are, I don't know what we're going to do there. So far she hasn't found the people to do it. So, I don't know. We're going to have to get up there because all those pulleys need to be restrung and refixed. So I know it's not going to happen before the 20th, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm back on site, and I'll catch up with you a little bit later, Shannon. Don't work too hard. Enjoy the day. This is NADWM.
Yeah, I got some garden to dig up yet. I got to rebuild my grill. The bottom part rusted out, so I picked up a bottom part off of a stainless steel grill, so I'm going to just need to dismount off the rusted base it's on now and put it on the new base. I got all new guts for it, so it's going to be a brand new old grill. It's over 20 years old, but I love it. All right, sir. Be safe. Have a good day, Dave, and we'll talk to you a little later. KSBW.
Man, NADWM clear. KABCW mobile. KUIS portable. Hey, good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I just sent my wife off to the store, and I'm playing around on the computer. Nice day, nice and cool. Don't really have a whole lot planned. I was going to do a little bit outside today, but I've just been playing on the computer. Working on some 1994... or actually it's 1991 programming software for a radio. So, yep, just messing around with that for now.
Yeah, fun times. We're on our way out for Sunday fun day. We go out and have a burger and a beer someplace different every Sunday, so that's what we're all about.
Well, that's a good time. Heck yeah, that's a good routine to have. We were going to go out and get something tonight, but I think she said she'd rather just stay home, so I'm not sure what's on the menu, but right now I'm having a banana and some Cheerios, which isn't my top pick, but that's what I'm having.
Yeah, how was your breakfast this morning? Available.
And I don't know if I heard correctly, but it sounded like somebody was heading to the, I'm assuming the icebreaker, they were doing some transmitting off of there. I'm guessing, I don't know.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of that. I'm not sure who that was. I didn't recognize the call sign, but I believe the Mackinac repeater is on the icebreaker museum ship up there, and that might be in need of some maintenance today.
Well, the repeater, the antenna and everything is, I don't know. It looks to me like a 250-foot tower, 300-foot tower, public safety. I think it might be a state of Michigan tower. I'm not. You'd have to ask Drake or somebody else, but that's where the site is. But I think it used to be low profile on the icebreaker, but it sounded like they're doing some HF stuff on a long wire. They got a long wire that runs the whole length of the ship. It's pretty cool. Heard them transmitting from it. It's, sounds good. They've gotten really good reports across the whole United States off of there.
Well, it sounds like you know a lot more about it than me, so there you have it. But, yeah, I'm going to roll into the car wash here in a moment, so I will sign off here briefly and say 73. So hope you have a great Sunday. And we will catch up another time. K8BCW.
All right, you be careful and have fun. Have a good lunch. Have a beer for me and my family. K8BCW, KDIS. Stand by.
Mobile on the 7-4 in Indian River.
KD9HAD, monitoring.
39NN mobile monitoring. AB9NN mobile monitoring.
BCW, you're barely making it in, Ryan. Real, real scratchy. Lots and lots of noise in the background, and weak signal. Kilo Delta 8, Bravo Delta Foxtrot, I'm looking for a radio check, please.